Pre-trial release denied to Illinois women sorry for allegedly fatally stabbing boyfriend. By Amy Furr on March 1, 2024. A judge denied pre-trial release to a woman accused of stabbing her boyfriend to death on Monday in Mundelein, Illinois. According to the Lake and McHenry County Scanner, the suspect reportedly apologized for the violent stabbing, the outlet reported Thursday. The incident happened at the Park Butterfield Apartments. Someone called 911 for help regarding a situation inside the building. And when law enforcement and fire crews arrived at the scene just after 5 a.m., officers found the suspect, 44-year-old Jeanette Crespo, with blood on her body. An image shows the suspect in the case in the apartment complex where the incident happened. Authorities believe she called 911 for help. As the suspect got on the ground and showed the officers her hands, she said, "I'm sorry, he's over there," according to Lake County Assistant State's Attorney Manuel Mondiano. The unconscious man was identified as the woman's boyfriend, 53-year-old Michael Murphy. The bloodied victim was laying inside an apartment while covered in a blanket. He had at least 5 stab wounds, including one through his heart. Mondiano said, the outlet reported, noting paramedics performed CPR to try and save his life. However, the man died after he and the woman were transported to a local hospital. Authorities found a knife covered in blood inside the apartment, and the suspect told officers she had experienced an episode, suffers from anxiety and panic attacks, and is on medication. Crespo now faces charges of 2 counts of first-degree murder in the case that authorities are still investigating. After prosecutors petitioned to hold the suspect, Lake County Judge D. Christopher Lombardo granted that request and remanded the suspect to jail. A recent Rasmussen Report survey found a majority of U.S. citizens believe crime is getting worse in President Joe Biden's D. America, Breitbart News reported February 15. It is also important to highlight that so-called sanctuary cities and nearby suburbs are suffering under a crime wave from migrants freed into the country by the Biden administration after they illegally crossed the border, Breitbart News reported on January 31, the outlet said. Over the summer, a Florida high school senior was left paralyzed after her ex-boyfriend allegedly stabbed her multiple times outside a restaurant in Ponte Vedra, Breitbart News reported in June.